let's do a little bit of work. I'm going to give you a short here. Just in Yanim of Psalm Gedalia, and maybe at the end we'll have some other in Yanim relating to Yom Kippur. First, let's talk about the Psalm Gedalia. Why are we fasting today? And what is the history behind it? And it always like comes up, you know, this time of year. It also shakes us out of the, you know, what we're used to. We're thinking about Tshuva and El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and all of a sudden, like, Beis HaMikdash. Kind of like, it shocks us. But let's just review first the background, and then we'll talk about one or two of the messages, and then we'll see how far we get. So the tour in source number one, the tour quotes from the last parak of Maseches Tainis, that we know the Mishnah tells us there are five tragedies that happen on Tisha B'Av, five tragedies that happen on Shavuot B'Tammuz. But besides those 2 days, there's a pasuk in Zechariah. Right, what we're doing today is fulfilling a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but not just a mitzvah d'rabbanan, a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah. Now, there are different levels of source of chiyuv, of our dinim. There's mefurish b'kra, that's the obvious, the highest level. But even dinim d'rabbanan, there are different levels of dinim d'rabbanan. The din d'rabbanan that's based on psukim in Navi is called a strong din d'rabbanan, it's called divrei Kabbalah. And in some areas, Divrei Kabbalah have the status of a Din Daraisa. So if you look on where it's underlined in source number one, Vitanya, Rabbi Kiva HaYadoresh, Koamar Hashem Svakot, Soma Ravi, Vitzoma Chamishi, Vitzoma Shvi, Vitzoma Asiri. Right, the fast of the 4th, 5th, 7th, and 10th, Yiel Abes Yehudu L'Sasu L'Simcha. They will be holidays. This is the remez that there are four fasts. Right, that there are four fasts of... the Navi is talking about, and they will all become holidays. What are these four fasts? What's the Tzom of the fourth? No. What's the Tzom of the fourth? Shavuot B'Tammuz, right? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Tzom of the fourth. Tzom of the fifth? Tisha B'Av. Tzom of the seventh?
Yom Kippur.
Today. Right? Yom Kippur is separate. That's not going to turn into a holiday. That is a holiday. Right? But Tzom Asiri, that is Asar B'Tevis. Right, these are the four fast days that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash. By the way, Asar B'Teves is the only fast day that could, according to our calendar, that can fall out on a Friday, and it is falling on a Friday this year. This year, you're going to Shabbos, laying by Echal, it's really strange, but it's 2 weeks after Hanukkah that Asar B'Teves falls out on a Friday.
Yeah, so fast on Shabbos if it falls out on Shabbos.
So there is an Abu Dhron that says that theoretically, if it would fall out on Shabbos, maybe you'd even fast on Shabbos. We'll have to talk about that. Maybe we'll talk about that when we talk about... It can't. According to our calendar, it cannot fall out on Shabbos. But the Abu Dhron has this line that if it would fall out on Shabbos, you would fast, but that's not today's topic. But anyway, so we have the four fast days that have to do with the... Churban. The last one in terms of chronology, the last one on the list was the last one chronologically? What? Today. Psalm Gedalia is the last one chronologically, right, in terms of what happened, right? Remember the Asar B'Teves was about a year and a half. It was in the winter, Teves in the winter, but a year and a half before the Churban happened, right? The Babylonians laid siege to Bayis Rishon. The Romans around that time, not exactly, but they lay siege to Bayis Sheni, and that was the beginning of the end, right? That was the beginning, and then we have, of course, Shavuot B'Tam was when a year and a half later the walls were broken. Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was actually burned, and then we get to today. What happened today? So let's read the. We'll come back to exactly what happened today, but let's read the Rambam. The Rambam says in source number 2 in Hilchos Tanios that really, what's the purpose of today? Like all fast days? Tshuva. Somehow related to tshuva. All fast days, a day that we don't focus so much on our gashmius needs. The Rambam says in source number 2, Yisham Yamim wants to read a little bit for us. Yisham Yamim. Yisham, you want to read? Go. Source number 2. Yisham Yamim, yeah.
Yisham Yamim, Shekol Yisham.
Misana Bohem. There are some days that all Jews fast.
Because of the
tzaras that happened on these days. What's the purpose of these fast days? La'orer halavavos, to awaken our hearts, right, to help us refocus. Uleftoach darkei hatshuva. to open up. It's not even tshuva. It's opening up the pathways to do tshuva. We think back to our what happened, and we realize that we wouldn't have done any better because of the tzaris. And when we think about the chatoim that led to these days, that will lead us to do tshuva. What are these days? And the first one he lists off, Eluhain, Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei. This goes in the order of the year. The third day of Tishrei, right? That is today. What happened this day? The Rambam summarizes, Shabo, Ne'era Gedalia ben Achikam, V'nichbeis Gachelas Yisrael, Hanishra V'sibev Lahasam, Lahatam Galusan. So what happened today? Gedalia was killed. Who was Gedalia? Gedalia ben Achikam? He was the governor that was appointed by Nebuchadnezzar, right? After the Churban, when most Jews were exiled already, so there were a couple of Jews left, so Nebuchadnezzar says, okay, you're in charge, and any needs, you know, talk to me. That is Gedalia. He was killed, as we'll see, we'll read the Pesukim soon. This is all in Tanakh, my favorite Pesukim in Tanakh, and because he was killed, we have a fast day. And the question that's dealt with by many is, why, you know, many people are Chon al-San killed, why does he get a fast day? Right, why does he get a fast day different than any others? But let's just finish the days, right? How many fast days are there during the year? So we have the four fast days related to the Beis HaMikdash. Then there are two that are not on the list here. Tanis Esther and Yom Kippur. Right, because those are different kind of fast days. Those are not related to Avelus, Beis HaMikdash connected, eventually doing tshuva. Those are different fast days. The Rambam here in Hilchos Tainus does not even talk about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur obviously is different. It's the only day Midaraisa that we fast. And that's a day, it's not a sad day. These 4 days are sad. They have a sad element to it. It's part of Avelus, Ulein Vayachal. Yom Kippur is not a sad day. It's a serious day. But it's not a sad day. And Tainus Esther as well is in its own category. That is not, right, the Rambam also talks about it in Halacha Hey. Halacha Hey, you see further down in source number 2. V'no'agu kol Yisrael b'zmanim elu l'sanos b'shlosh asar v'adar. The minag is to fast. Minag, meaning it's not the same level of chiv as the other four. The minag is to fast on the 13th of Adar. Zecher l'tainis shasana b'bei Haman, relating to that tainis. Again, hopefully before Purim we'll talk about tainis Esther. It's a different type of fast day. Some Rishonim use the lashon, tainis shel simcha. What does that mean? Tainus shel simcha, the lashon of the manhig. Tainus shel simcha. Well, there's an interesting halacha that tips us off that Tainus Esther is a different kind of fast day. We know the clearest halacha, the Tainus Esther is a different kind of fast day than any other fast day.
You break your fast on a suda.
That has to do with Purim. That has to do with Purim. This is the last summer. Not last summer, two summers ago. You're allowed to shave today also. What?
Music as well.
Music, yeah. Today, there's no other. Only eating. You could shower today.
Someone's not feeling well. They're able to eat.
Someone's not feeling well. I would say all the fast days are when they get much of theirs. Docha what? Which direction? Right. When Tisha B'Av or Shavuot B'Tamos fall out on Shabbos, you push it further, push it to Sunday, because the Gemara says Akdume Peranusa Lo Makdiminan. We don't push up earlier tragic days. But when Purim's on Shabbos, Purim can't fall out on Shabbos, according to our calendar. Shushan Purim could fall out on Shabbos. That's called Purim Meshulish, when Shushan Purim's on Shabbos. But Purim could fall out on Sunday. So Purim falls out on Sunday, we fast on Thursday before. So you might say, well, what else are you supposed to fast? You can't fast on Shabbos, and you can't fast after Purim, so you might say, oh, you're stuck. No, but they say, lumdus-wise, you push it up, you push it earlier. Because it's not Puranis. So Tainus Esther is a different kind of fast day. Hopefully we'll talk about that before Purim. But let's talk about the...
This year also it's going to be Shabbos pushed to Thursday.
Yeah, Purim's on Sunday?
Yeah, so.
Okay, I have no idea. Okay. Okay, so even before we get to specifically talking about Tzom Gedalia, which we'll talk about today, there is an important comment of the Minchas Chinuch. I just gave it to you. Turn to the back page. Turn to the back page. The Minchas Chinuch, he's bothered by a number of questions. We're not going to do all of them. I gave you the whole piece here. Where does Minchas Chinuch talk about, you know, Tzom Gedalia?
Menachas Menachas is a comment on the Sefer HaChinuch, which is all the mitzvahs d'araisa. So where is he going to talk about it here? He talks about it here. The Isser Malacha Pesach, how it got into here, is a question, but not for now. But the Menachas HaChinuch starts off by noting that if you look in the... I'll mention a number of points outside, then we'll see it inside. If you look in the pasuk that we just saw in Zechariah, right, what is the fast called? The Tzom of the 4th, the Tzom of the 5th, the Tzom of the 7th, and the Tzom of the 10th. Interesting that we don't focus on the days within the month. They're called the fast of the specific month. What does that tell us? Note number one, the Menachas HaChinuch says. In the pasuk, they're not connected to specific days of the month. Second question, a Gemara that probably most of you are familiar with. The Gemara says in Maseches, and he says it all here, we're not going to read all of it inside, but the Gemara in Tainus, Rabbi Yochanan says, if I was around in earlier generations, I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th day of Av, not on the 9th day of Av, because most of the burning took place on the 10th day of Av. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. And what does the Gemara say? No, we do the 9th of Av because, remember the reason? You go by when it started. Aschule pranusa. Right? You go by when it started. It started in the Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, even though most of the burning happened on the 10th. What is Rabbi Yochanan talking about? If he was around, he would have changed it? Let me see it around. Isn't there a Misora? Isn't there a Nevuah? There's a Nevuah about these fast days. What was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? I would have made it on the 10th of Av and not on the 9th of Av. Are we supposed to understand that? One other question. Right, so what we have so far, why does the Pesukim only speak about months and not days? Question two, why does Rabbi Yochanan only say he would have changed it? A third question, if you look at the Gemara in Tainus, Gemara talks about how the walls were not broken on the same day by both temples. Right, one was on the 9th, one was on the 12th. So they chose one. But it commemorates both. How does that work? It's only you have to choose one. So it's commemorating one of the... I don't remember the exact dates. If you look in the Gemara in Tainus, it talks about Yom HaBeis over there in the last parak. So let's see the words of the Menachas HaChinuch. The Menachas HaChinuch says, we have to understand the mitzvah d'Rabbanan that we're fulfilling today. The mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah that we're fulfilling today. Let's read it. Vanir linias daiti. To the top right. The nafgamino didan gam kan. Da arba somos halalu midivrei Kabbalah. A nikva lohem yom yuchad asar b'teves o tisha b'av v'chadome. The divrei Kabbalah does not have a specific date within the month. The divrei Kabbalah that Zechariah saw was that it's a fast day within this month. That's the divrei Kabbalah. That's the din d'rabbanan. That's learned that from the pasuk. Rak ha-divrei Kabbalah hu al elu ha-chadoshim de-betevis tamus av v'tishrei mechuyavim lehis'anus b'hem yom echad. You have to fast one day in this month. Avalo nisyachid yom miyuchad. Rak eze yom shirotza yuchal lehis'anus. Rak be'elu ha-chadoshim. You say this, it answers all the questions. The din d'rabbanan that we got through Mesorah, through Nevi'im, the Nevi'im told us there are four fast days, one in each of these months. Which day? Chazal could figure it out. But really, the ikar din midivrei Kabbalah is fasting once in this month. V'ra'ya lo davar, he quotes the pasuk. Eina mavur eze yom klal, line 6. Doesn't say a specific day in the pasuk. Rak tzom ha-ravi, tzom ha-chamishi v'chulu. Avalo be'eze yom. Then he quotes Raya's. He quotes Raya's. Oh, there he quotes the Gemara, line 8. Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches. I'm sorry, it's Rosh Hashanah, not Tainus, because that's where he talks about some of these Gemaras too. Rabbi Kiva Sover Tzoma Siri Asar B'Tevis. Rabbi Kiva says Asar B'Tevis should be on the 10th, because that's the day Melech Bavel besieged. Rosh Hashanah Zechamisha. No, the 5th of Teves, because that's the day that they, you know, were in Gullus, heard the Shmua. All these discussions about what day is it supposed to be. So, what do you mean? The Gemara says, "Pukchazi, my Amad Debar, my Yosim, my Yisheni, my Yisheni, my Yutanoim." Right? What he says? It's not specific to days because it's about the month. Kabbalah, I'm skipping down to line 23. Kabbalah lo kava yom miyuchad klara chadashim. Mezi yom bachodesh erotzim misanim. And he quotes other riots to this also. Feel free to look. Okay, but either way, today we're fulfilling the fast midrabanan of the seventh month. Let's talk a little bit about what the message is specifically of this fast. They're all about tshuva. That's true. But what is it about this fast? Right? Is it just a coincidence that this fast, all about the Beis HaMikdash, that we think about in the summer, Shavuos v'Tammuz, Churban, Tzom G'day, it always happens to be during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. What a coincidence. It's obviously something deeper. And why do we fast Dafka? Because he was killed. Right, so the Pasha, let's read some of the Psukim. What was the story? Remember the story? Remember the story? The story appears in two places, Malachim and Yirmiyahu. Right? There are certain Svarim in Tanakh that overlap in terms of time. Right? Yirmiyahu lived pre the Churban and during the Churban. Right? And post, we don't know what happened to Yirmiyahu, where he ended up. It's not clear. It said he went to some Jews. After the story of Tzom G'daliah happened, the rest of the Jews were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, and Yirmiyahu went with them, and we don't know if he ever made it back or went to Bavel, where the rest of the Jews were. It's unclear. Unclear in the Psukim. Yishayahu, when did Yishayahu live?
Before that.
150 years before the Churban. Way before. He's being prophesizing about the Churban 150 years before. Sorry, I did not know anything about any of these Svarim until I had a teacher. So Yishayahu in high school, it's a chisaron in our education that we don't know any Tanakh. I'm talking we, you know, including myself. But Baruch Hu, now it's been 8 years or so, I've been giving shiur on Tanakh for the OU, so it's 20 minutes of Farrakhan online, and we have three Svarim left. But in Ksuvim. But it's important to, I used to go through once, and hopefully go through twice afterwards. Part of the Kala Torah Kula that Rav Chaim Pinievsky learned every year was Tanakh. Right? That made the cut. It made the cut. You know, he also, yes, did Mechiltas and the Sifras and Sifris and all the Medrash Halacha, along with Shas Bavli Yerushalmi. But Tanakh, it made the cut. Right? So we have to try. You know, if you're looking for a Seder, you know, just half an hour at some point, or, you know, it's, what? That's his biggest chiddush. My father-in-law took care of, my father-in-law is a doctor, as is my father and many other people in my family. I always say, my heart is very close to medicine, but it's not in medicine. My father, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, my wife, my sister-in-law, my brother is a dentist. I have two kids in medical school. There's a lot of medicine around, but I am so far from being a doctor. There's no way. Like, you know, I could give shir about shechita, but no way I'm getting near there. Baruch Hashem, my five boys, I made the shliach, I'm all be a shliach. I'm like, it's all yours. I didn't look. I looked at the baby's face. I didn't look. That's, you got to know yourself. You got to know I am very far. Anyway, we go. I take my wife when she's in labor. We go to the hospital. I'm like, I'm the one that feels faint. So she's like, what are you doing? You're not having the baby. I'm like, okay. Anyway, so how in the world did we get to this? What were we just talking about? What? Tanakh. Yes, Tanakh. Tanakh. I don't remember what we're talking about.
It's in Yiriyah and
Rav Chaim. I don't remember what
it's in Yiriyah and Rabbi said that the Sukkim about. It's in
Yirmiyahu and Malachim. Yeah, I don't remember why it was. Yeah, I'll remember.
Once he said we were going to read Psukim. Rabbi said, it's actually important to look at the Psukim.
Right.
We got a tent.
I remember. But anyway, so in Sefer Malachim and in Yirmiyahu, they both tell the same story of Nebuchadnezzar appointing Gedaliah as the head in the Jews that were left, right? The Jews that were left in Eretz Yisrael. And the plan was, Nebuchadnezzar said, stay put, be quiet, and everything will be good. And Yirmiyahu said, stay put, be quiet, and that's what hopefully they were going to do, but there was a problem. There was a problem that there was a fellow Jew, you know the story, a fellow Jew that was jealous that he wasn't the appointed representative by Nebuchadnezzar. Why Gedaliah get it and not me? And his name was Yishmael the Jew.
Was Gedaliah prominent before he was chosen?
Unclear. not
the Bushmaster just like chose a random guy.
Yeah, I know random. He was probably one of the nobles. Most of the Talmidei Chachamim, most of everybody, they exiled beforehand. But most of the Rabbanim were exiled 20 years before, like by earlier by Sancheref. But this is not too many people left. Not too many people left, and Gedaliah was chosen and he was appointed. Right, it tells the whole story about. Yeah, turn the page.
Have like such a strong belief
and not listening to Well, we'll get to that. Right, Gedaliah was appointed. They all heard that the king of Bavel appointed Gedaliah. Vayavoa Gedaliah Mitzvah, the Yishmael ben Netanya, the Yochanan ben Kirech, Usrei ben Takposes, all these other people came. Vayishavalam Gedaliah Lanshem, Vayomalam Altiru, Me'avdi Akastim. Don't be scared of the Babylonians. We're okay. They're going to let us live. They destroyed the base of Miklash, but they're going to let us live. Shvu Barez, Ve'idu Asmelach Bavel, Ve'itav Lachem. Right? Be calm. So here in Malachim, it doesn't tell the whole story, but in Yirmiyo, it tells the story that Gedaliah's friends and Chevra told him, you know, Yishmael is very jealous. And he might even come to kill you. Because he's very jealous. Right? That's not told in Malachim, but that's told in. Turn the page, look, go to source 6 in Yirmiyo. No, and maybe even some of the enemies of the Jews, they're teaming up. They're teaming up. And what does he say? He wasn't mamin. He's like, I don't believe you. I'm a Don Lakav's chus guy.
That you have to, if he hears that, that's going to...
Okay, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that soon. But either way, he did not take the Shmua seriously. He did not take precautions. And Yishmael came and assassinated Gedaliah. And that was the last, that was it. Nebuchadnezzar got really angry and he threw the rest of the Jews out of Eretz Yisrael. So the Pashup shot of why we fast on today for Gedaliah and not for any other, you know, person is because this wasn't just one person. This was the final nail in the coffin of the Churban. This was it, right? We could have like had a remnant of Jews that stayed in Eretz Yisrael, right? Living peacefully and didn't seem like Bavel was going to do anything more to us. They got the base of Migdash done. But because we didn't listen and we rebelled and he took this as an affront, that's who you're killing my representative, the rest of us were thrown out. And that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam that I skimmed over before. But the Rambam, back in source number 2, the Rambam said, right, the day Gedaliah was killed, V'nichbeis gacheles Yisrael hanishara. The little coal that was still burning, the ember that was still burning was destroyed, extinguished. V'sibev lahatem galusan, and we were done. So that's the simple pshat. But maybe maybe there's a deeper idea that Rav Nevinzal has. That's not just about, you know, like, that's about Churban, wonderful, but it just also just so happens to fall in during Seres Yemei Teshuva, you know, every year. Is there any other deeper message? Can you just turn one of those off? Today I'm cold, maybe. Yeah, maybe turn that one off. Okay. Just leave one on. So what exactly is the message? So the Gemara, I think, that you were referring to, turn the page for a minute, go to source number 7. There is a Gemara in Nida. There's a Gemara in Nida. The bar says, "Hu abar shemile Yishmael ben Netanya chalalim." This is the bar that Yishmael, he was the assassin, right? He filled this bar with corpses. Dechsev abar shehishlok sham Yishmael. He didn't just kill one person; he killed a few. It's called Bigri Anashem Shirhika Biyad Gedaliah. The pasuk formulates it like Gedaliah also was part of the smiting of the Jews that were killed then. So ask the Gemara, V'chi Gedaliah Hargan, V'alo Yishmael Hargan. Gedaliah didn't kill anybody. It was Yishmael that killed. Ela mitoch shehoyu lo lachush la'atzas Yochanan ben Kireach v'lochash. Since he was warned, and he should have at least been choshesh for this report that he received, ma'ala b'kasav gilu hargan, he takes some of the blame. Because he could have prevented it. He could have prevented it if he would have taken precautions. He was told, the guy's going to try to kill, no, I'm down like Avschus, I'm good, I would never think that he does that kind of thing. And says the Gemara in the next line, Amar Rava, Hai Lishna Bisha, when you hear Lashon Hara, especially dangerous Lashon Hara, Af al pi de l'kibule lo mibayi, mechash lo mibayi. You're not allowed to accept it. But you have to be concerned about it. You have to be choshesh. If it's something that implies danger, you can't just ignore it totally. So Gedai was faulted a little bit by the Gemara. What message do you learn from here? How can we expand this idea of Gedalia? So we shouldn't be Dalakav Schus. We should, no, there's a mitzvah of Darai, so be Dalakav Schus, to give people the benefit of the doubt. But you have to be Choshish too. What's the message? So Rav Nevinzal expands it beautifully. He says, I'm saying that's one idea was, again, it was the final nail in the coffin, but there's another idea. Right, this time of year is not just about getting rid of our averis and focusing on mitzvahs, but it's analyzing the actions that we do, because sometimes there might be something that looks like a mitzvah that really is dressed up. It's an aver dressed up like a mitzvah. Gedalia thought he was doing something awesome. He thought he was being down the kav schus, right? Amazing. But really, he was doing an aver. Rav Nevinzal says maybe that's the message that we could take with us. The Mesillas Yesharim in source number 8, he says that's his shot about the fasting just for the final blow, final nail in the coffin. But in the Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Yutes, this is wrong. It's Perek Chaf. I don't know why I wrote Perek Yutes. It's Perek Chaf. But people have learned Mesillas Yesharim before, the Ramchal. So generally, I've learned it before. I remember my years in yeshiva. I never made it to Perek Chaf, like not even close. Like you get to Perek Yudalef is the long Perek. That's very lamaisa. So often I've gotten to Perek Yudalef, and then you got to like start again, like to go past there. You should probably just do it once. I've never gone straight through it, like all those middle prakim. But in Perek Chaf, it's Mishkal HaChasidus, the balance of Chasidus, and that's what the Mesillas Yesharim says. Machesorach Lavar Ata, Mishkal HaChasidus, balancing piety. He says, Shezui HaMalacha HaKasha BaChasidus, Ki Dakuso Rav, it's very difficult. Why? Ki Harbi Dvarim Tovim, Yuchal HaYetzel Rache Ki Ilu Heim Rayim. A lot of good things, he can make look bad. You don't want to do that. You're going to bring undue attention to yourself. Sometimes there are good ideas that we have, but like we're convinced that, you know, it's not a good idea. And then there were bad ideas that were convinced that it's a good idea. To analyze our actions, he gives two examples, one from Torah Shebechsav and one from Torah Shebalpeh, of people who made mistakes, thinking that what they're doing was amazing and great and perfect, and really they messed up. What's the example in Tanakh? Gedalia ben Achikam, right here. This is the example that Ramchal gives. Turn over. It says where it's underlined. V'hu. Ein ladun divrei hachasidus al mar'ei anarishon. Source 10. Don't judge your actions based on a first, you know, you look at it for a second without thinking deeply about it. El etzarech la'ayenu lizbonein. We have to analyze. Ad hechad told us ha'maisa magios. The repercussions of this action. Sometimes something will look good. But what's going to come out of it? A negative repercussion. Chavetz Chaim, they say, used to turn off the lights in the Beis Medrash at a certain time at night. So he pushes, I'm going to learn until 11, 12. I'm going to learn until 2 in the morning. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to learn. I am the biggest masmid. How's your chakras? Chavetz Chaim says sometimes the Yetzirah will push us to do something when he knows it's not good for our overall. He says, and that's what V'hasar Satan Milfaneinu U'Me'achareinu. You've heard this. right? Remove the satan from in front of us and umeach arena from behind us. Sometimes he pushes us to do something that we shouldn't be doing. You know, 2 hours of learning a night, I'm going to miss sleep through chakras. So we have to know. You know, we have to analyze. Analyze what's appropriate, and this is even harder. We know lashon hara, and we know this. We have to make sure that we, you know, we don't mess up. He says, so here it is. What are the examples? He says, ki ma'ase gadaya benachikam goli le'inenu. It's in front of us. If they rov chasiduso, he's such a great chassid, right? He was down lekav schus with Yishmael. Shalol lekabel lashon hara. He says, no, you're dover sheker al Yishmael. How can you say that? And he caused the last ember of Klal Yisrael to be lost from, right? It was 100% wrong, yeah.
Yeah, we also see from Penina in the Torah that she...
Penina, interesting example.
She thought she was doing something good for Chanukah, and really she was punished.
Though. Right, she was punished. There's another shot to that too. But okay, that's another example that you were saying that maybe Penina, they said, according to Chazal, she made fun of Chanukah, that she didn't have any kids. You must not be so righteous. And why was she doing it?
She thought it was a good reason.
She thought it was a good reason. She was going to make Chana daven harder. And in that way, she was going to have a child. As I'll say, she lost all of her son's children, predeceased her. So that could also be, she thinks she's doing a mitzvah. There's another pshat to that. It's a fascinating pshat. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, you don't play around when it comes to Ben Adam L'Chavero. There's never an Avera L'Shma by Ben Adam L'Chavero. That it's like putting your hand into a fire. You could have the best reasons, but you're going to be burned. I'm putting my hand into a fire it's going to be burned. When you insult somebody, it doesn't matter what your reasons are. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, you're going to be burned. So that's what, another pshat. But anyway, that's another interesting idea. But here he says, Gedaliah ben Achikam, and what about the second one? Torah Shebaal Peh, can you think, if you've seen this before, don't say. Think of somebody in Shas, in all your travels through Shas, that... thought he was doing an unbelievable mitzvah. But really, he was doing an avera, and it's also connected to the korban.
The people who burned down the storehouses of...
Okay, interesting. I don't know if they thought they were doing a mitzvah. They just did not. They were just like bulvanim and mafia. I don't know what they thought. They just wanted to fight. They thought it was right to fight the Babylonians. Right. So I don't know if they thought they were doing a mitzvah. They just thought that, you know, I don't know, militarily that was the right decision. But you're close. You're on the same daf. You're on the right daf. Just go to Amid Beis. Go to Amid Beis. Right. Kamsa bar Kamsa. Kamsa bar Kamsa. Right. So what happens at the end? The story. Bar Kamsa got thrown out of the party. So he wants to get everybody in trouble. So he goes to the Caesar. Says, the Jews are rebelling against you. He's like, no, they're not. They love me. He's like, oh, yeah? Send a karban. See if they give you a karban. Goyim are allowed to give karbanos. So usually we say they give a karban. He says, no. Now they hate you. So we know the Gemara says that he brings the karban, and on the way he makes a slit, either in the eye or in the mouth, in the lip of the animal. The Gemara says a place where goyim wouldn't think it's a balmun, because it's not noticeable. But we know it's a balmun. And then he brought it to Bnei Yisrael. He's like, here you go, guys, from the Caesar. Enjoy. I'm just going to go tell them. I'm going to stay here to watch, you know, whether you actually give it as a carbon. Remember what happened in the story. Right. So there's a whole discussion. They're like, okay, what should we do? Let's give it as a carbon. You know, what are we supposed to do? It's pikuach nefesh. What happens? Yeah. Who? Yeah. No? Remember his name? Zechariah ben Avkulis. Zechariah ben Avkulis gets up and says, no, you cannot bring this as a carbon. You know, people are going to think you can give balmumin on the Mizbeach. People are going to think that. So the rabbi's like, okay, next try. What's the next option?
Kill him.
Kill Bar Kamsa. He's a rodef. He's putting the entire Jewish people in danger. So Chaya Ben Avkula says, no, people are going to think that if you bring a bomb to the Mizbech, Chaya Misa. Can't do that. And meanwhile, they don't do anything. They don't give it to the carbon. He goes back, and the Gemara says, the anvisanuso shel Zechariah Ben Avkulis caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's the language of the Gemara. And it's very unclear. You read the Gemara, whether the Gemara is actually complimenting him or insulting him, saying that he did something right or did something wrong. It's not 100% clear. And if I remember, he's called Reb Zachariah ben Akulas, is he? Is he quoted here? Yeah, he's called Reb Zachariah. The Basilus Yesharim takes him to task. He says he did 100% wrong. He thought he was doing a mitzvah. Right? You're going to mislead people. He led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Mishkal HaChasidus. Example 1, Gedalia. Example 2, Reb Zachariah ben Akulas. This is the Ramchal talking. This is the Ramchal talking. You see? The second base of Midrash was destroyed with this type of chasidus. They didn't weigh properly. But Maisa de Bar Kamsa, Amru, Sabar, Rabbanan la Karuve, Amru, Sabar, Nakulas, Yomru, Bali Mumin, Kreve, la Gabi Mizbeach. Right, the story I just told. Sabar, la Mikdale, they were going to kill him. No, Yomru, Matamu, Makachim, Yareg. Bekach, Bekach, he went back. So, we have to make sure. We have to make sure whenever there's a mitzvah, sometimes it's, you know, let's say staying up late. Sometimes there's a new project. A new project, it's like, you don't know sometimes. You don't know whether it's the Yetzer Hara or the Yetzer Tov. You know what I'm talking about? You ever have these dilemmas? Last week, it'll be a personal story. Last week, somebody comes to me, it's not public yet, but somebody came to me, they wanted me to be involved in a new project. That was public. Okay, this is just around our share, but they wanted me involved in a new project. They came, the head of this whatever. So they came to the house, and so I'm like, it'll be a 2 hours a week project, which is it's a lot of time. I mean, I try it. They say no, you want something done, you come to the busiest person you know, whatever. So, but it's like, so I'm like, do I have 2 hours a week? I'm like, I don't think I have 2 hours a week, but like, how could I say no? How could I say yes? So I'm like talking to my wife. I'm like, is this the Yetzer Hara or is this the Yetzer Tov? Like, is this like, yeah, I should be involved in this project and they want you, whatever, or I'm like, or it's gonna be mashpia on other things and I shouldn't. It's very tricky. It's very tricky to, but again, in smaller scales, you know, you can have like this chavrusa and learning by the break. By certain hours of the break. You have to know who you are. I'm going to learn by the break, but I also got to exercise. I also got to relax. And if I learn by the break, is he pushing me to learn too much by the break? Then I'm going to burn out. Then I'm not going to, or I'm like, no, I'm going to learn like half the time and half the time this, half the time. Just, there are these things that come up all the time. Making a phone call. Is it Bittul Torah or is it Kibbutim? You know, a different, whatever. There's so many situations that come up. But we have to think clearly. And we have to try to be honest with ourselves. That's the message. That's the message of Som Gedalia, says of Nevatzal. It's about recognizing that. It's not just about mitzvahs versus averos, but even within our mitzvahs. Sometimes it's good to have somebody else to bounce it off of. So we could be honest with ourselves. It has to do with also, not our topic, but also chumras and kulas. Maybe we'll have this year later next week. We'll see. Or at some point. There's a vidui that we say. You know, Tefillah Zaka, when we come back to the shul before Kol Nidre, there's about 10 pages. You try to say as much as you can, Tefillah Zaka. But one of the sections there is called the Vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon. Those of you who use the Art Scroll Machzor, you'll see it in there. I use it. Vidui of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, where we're mizvada to Hashem. Hashem, we've messed things up. What you said is, Eis Asher Asarta Hitarti. Veis Asher Hitarta Isarti. Veis Asher Tiharta Timesiv. Asher Timesa Tiharti. We messed up. And then we have a separate line. Veis Asher Hekalta Hechmarti. Veis Asher Hechmarti Hekalti. Where you said I should be Machmir, I would be Mekel. Where you said to be Mekel, I've been Machmir. That's a separate line than Usr Mutter Tame Tar. Because some things are appropriate Chumr, some things are appropriate Kulis. And there are rules and regulations about appropriate behaviors, but it's a little tricky. It's a little tricky sometimes to know. So again, this is all part of the analyzing that we have to try to do, you know, on this day. The Chafetz Chaim even says, well, this will finish this section. The Pasuk says, it's in the Haftorah for Baal Oscha and Shabbos Chanukah, that the Satan goes on who omid al yamino l'sitno. The Satan stands on our right to be mastin us. So the Chafetz Chaim says, doesn't like the good, like usually have a good malach, bad malach, the good malach's on your right and the bad malach's on your left. So why does the Satan goes on our right? For who omid al yamino l'sitno. The Satan should be on our left side, not on our right side. So the Chafetz Chaim says, is sometimes the Satan, we're too strong. We're too strong. Imagine if the Yetzirah comes to us. Imagine if he comes to you and says, speak Lashon Hara. Yeah, are you crazy? Lashon Hara is so not in reality. Eat without a bracha. No, don't be sensitive when you come back late and your roommate's already sleeping. You know, these are all obvious things to me. Right? So he can't get us to do an aveir, you know. So what did he do? He dresses up like a mitzvah. He goes to the right side. Omer al yamino l'sidna. So we have to try to do what we can. The tshuva of Tzom Gedalia is number one. It's the final nail in the coffin of the Churban, of that whole process. But number two, it's about misplaced piety, about getting aveiros and mitzvahs mixed up. So really, it's our job to figure out the proper balance of mitzvahs and aveiros. Okay. Maybe that's the Tzom Gedalia. Maybe two or three thoughts in Yoni Yom Kippur. Two or three thoughts in Yom Kippur. You have a separate sheet. You're going to take out a separate notebook page. Just two or three thoughts about Yom Kippur. And again, please, or Shabbat Shuvah. You could use this. Oh, it's this week's Parsha too. It's this week's Parsha and it's Yom Kippur. So you got a double. It says, oh, I got it here. It says Hazinu, right? It's all a song, but then it says by Maftir in Hazinu. Vayadaber Hashem al Moshe be'etzem hayom hazeh limor. Hashem says to Moshe be'etzem hayom hazeh. Everybody with me? I know it's hard. I know you're hungry, and I know tired. Let's just try to push through another 15 minutes, focus, and then take a nap in the afternoon. Hashem says to Moshe be'etzem hayom hazeh. Be'etzem, on that very day, Lamar Rashi quotes, it says the phrase be'etzem hayom hazeh three times in the Torah. It's Rashi. You do the Chumash and Rashi this week. First half is challenging. But it says the word be'etzem hayom phrase, be'etzem hayom hazeh three times. It says it here by Moshe Rabbeinu's death.
Noach,
excellent. So the three that Rashi quotes are here, Moshe's death, Parshas Noach, the Mabel came, Be'etzem hayom hazeh, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Be'etzem hayom hazeh. Which is interesting, didn't happen at night, Malchus Bechoros, but those are the three. Rashi quotes, what's the connection between all these three? By each of these three, human beings wanted to say, oh yeah, God, we're not going to let it happen. We're not going to let it happen. You know what Hashem says? Oh yeah, right? Watch me. I'm going to do a be'etzem hayom hazeh. Noach's building a teva. The marble's going to come. You know what the people of the door say? We're not going to let it happen. So Hashem says, oh yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring the marble in the middle of the day and let's see if you could stop me. Let's see. That's be'etzem hayom hazeh by Noach. Be'etzem hayom hazeh by Yetzias Mitzrayim, same thing. The Mitzrayim. You know, we're not going to let them out. Be'etzem hayom hazeh, they went out. This last one is the trickiest. The Jews said, we're not going to let Moshe die. How could you stop that? A little tough one. So most Mepharshim say, because he was only meant to die at the top of the mountain. Right, and they were going to stop him, and Hashem says, watch me. Right, it's similar to a Gemara in Sukkah. It's a very deep Gemara. It's a little spooky, but it's a very deep Gemara. Where is it? Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, it's around there. That one time Shlomo HaMelech was walking down the street, and he meets the Malach HaMavas. And he sees the Malach HaMavas. Malach HaMavas looked very sad. So he says, what's the matter? So Malach HaMavas says, I'm meant to take so-and-so and so-and-so today, but I can't figure out how to take them. And they were like his two scribes, two sofrim. Shmuel was like, you're supposed to take them? Wait, quickly. He sends them. He brings the chief shade, the chief demon. Shlomo HaMelech was like buddy-buddy with all these people. And he says, quickly, take them to Luz. What was Luz? That was a city that nobody died. Right? So he takes them to Luz. And he gets to Luz. The demon drops them off. And they're walking into the gate of Luz. And they drop dead on the spot there. As they're about to go into the city. That's the story. The next day, Shlomo HaMelech is walking around. He sees the Malach HaMavas. Malach HaMavas is smiling. And Shlomo's like, why are you smiling today? He's like, you don't understand. He says, I was supposed to take those scribes, but I was only allowed to take them at the doorway to Luz. And I couldn't figure out how to get them to the doorway of Luz. Thank you very much. That's the story. And the Gemara stands, Gemara says, basically, you can't get out of your destiny. That's the basic message of the Gemara. Ragloi debar inish inun arvin bay, the legs of a person are their arev. The asar demispa'in, in the place that he's needed, taman yasi, he's going to be brought. Meaning, Kodesh Baruch was in charge. It's a little spooky story, but it's a very emunah story. Kodesh Baruch, everything is exactly, even Shlomo HaMelech, Chacham Mikol Adam, played into God's hand, so to speak. But that's why, so mostly that's what it means here by Moshe Rabbeinu. They weren't going to let him go up. But maybe there's another idea about Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh that these three have in common. You get Noah and Yetzias Mitzrayim and Moshe. Because there's a fourth Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh that's not mentioned in Rashi here. That's what Kovi just said. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it says Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh. It's not an event that took place. But it's described, the Inisa Mazav Shosechem, Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh. Maybe there's another idea of Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh. Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh is always a transitionary moment. Pre and post that moment is not the same. It's two different worlds. By the Mabul, pre and post the Mabul were different worlds. It was Hashem had to be Bori the Olam again. That moment was a transitionary moment. Pre and post Yetzias Mitzrayim. Obviously, the Jews were Mitzrayim, Shibud Avadim. They go out there free. Different world. Moshe's death. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai was one generation. Mesorah Yoshua was the next generation. The Etzem HaYom Hazeh was a transitionary moment. What was before and what was after are two different worlds. Maybe the message is, for Yom Kippur, we can make Yom Kippur a transitionary moment in our life. And make pre and post Yom Kippur different worlds for us. Just like it was transitionary worlds in those three examples in the Torah, in the biblical times, we can make every Yom Kippur could be for us a transitionary moment. We could be a different person, pre and post. Different people. A new start. A restart. You know, sometimes it's hard to like, you know, let's say you're like, you're going into like sixth grade. And it's like, you've always been that kid. The teachers know you. The principal knows you. And it's like, you come back. It's like hard to like, even if you want to like turn over a new leaf. They all know your shtick. And you know, this is what you do. And this is you feel bad sometimes. If you start a new school, that's already whether I'm Mishan Shmo, Mishan, new everything. Like coming to Israel is so unbelievable because it's like you could start again, right? Nobody knows me as I was. Some people do, but like, and then you go back to your old neighborhood afterwards. They're like, whoa, but then it's like it's more believable because like you were away, and then Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh, Yom Kippur gives us that opportunity. Yom Kippur tells us that we're able to do it again. We're able to make it new. One thought of Yom Kippur. Okay, two other thoughts of Yom Kippur. One's a one-liner. It's a good one-liner to know. There are only two psukim in the Torah that start with a samach. Okay, who's chazering? Okay, where's Kivi? No. Paul Corey? Right, only two psukim in the Torah that start with a samach. One of them is, we say it Yom Kippur night by the Parsha Shlach. Slach na la'avanu mazal gadol chasdecha. Forgive this nation. Slach la'avanu mazal gadol chasdecha. What's the other one? You know? Parsha Kisisa. Saru maher min haderech. Your people have sinned. They've done the egel. Only two psukim in the Torah that start with the samach. I didn't figure that out. The Bnei Yisachar figured it out. Bnei Yisachar was one of the great Hasidic masters, lived in Poland, end of the 1800s. The Dinover, as he's called. He was from Galicia, southeast Poland, was like a separate country. You ever hear of a Galiciana? Galiciana, like a certain Hasidus, that's the southeastern Poland. Litvak is from, right? Latvia. That's more as with Dvinsk. We spoke about Dvinsk with the Mesher Chachma. He was a Litvak. He's from Latvia. Anyway, and the Vilna was up there. Anyway, so, says the Bnei Yisachar, only two psukim that start with the Samach, right? Saru Maher, they've sinned. Slachna, the forgiveness. Says the Bnei Yisachar, sometimes we feel we're in a cycle of chait and we can't get out of it. It's like the Samach, which is a circle. Like you can't get out of it. You can't. You like try. You're in a. It's like the gerbil that's going on the wheel. Like you can't get out. So we feel like we're in a cycle of chait and we can't get out. It's infinite, the chait. You know what Kadosh Baruch Hu says? Slachna, my forgiveness is also infinite, and it's like a circle and never ends. So if you feel sorrow, my hair, you feel like the chait is infinite. Slachna, the forgiveness is infinite, and the ability to change is infinite. Should give us chizuk. Give us chizuk at any time in life. Two psukim that start with a samach. Okay, and one other thought. Again, Yom Kippurish. As we'll talk about sukkahs later in the couple of thoughts over today's Yom Kippur day. We know the Mishnah, you might have heard this before. The Mishnah tells us in Yuma, how many times did most of Yuma is about the Avoda. Right? There's eight prakim in Yuma, the first seven are about the Avoda of Yom Kippur, and the last parak is about Yom Kippur. But how many times did the Kohen Gadol go to the mikvah? On Yom Kippur? Five times. How many times did he wash his hands and feet?
Ten.
Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim 10 times, wash his hands and feet, and he went to the mikvah 5 times on Yom Kippur. He went to the mikvah 5 times. Let it go, even though it's an Isser to go to wash yourself. He went to the mikvah 5 times. So every time he changed his clothes, to the Big Day Zav, Big Day Lavan, or when he went into the Kodesh Kodashim, he only could wear the Big Day Lavan, no gold, or you don't want any gold in the Kodesh Kodashim. So the last time that the Kohen Gadol took off his clothes, he washed his hands and feet at the Kiyar, and he put on his own clothing. And he goes and makes a party. The Mishnah says that he made it through successfully. Asks for a Schwab, or Schwab, one of the leaders of the Breuer's community, Mayan Beis HaShoeva, that's his sefer. Asks for Schwab, why, you know, you usually wash your hands and feet like when you're doing the Avoda, before you do every Avoda, and after you do every Avoda. Here, he washes his hands and feet and puts on his own clothes, and he goes home. Why does he have to wash his hands and feet then? He's done. The last time you do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the last time he washes his hands and feet is when he puts his clothes on, his own clothes on. Why do you have to wash his hands and feet then? He's done. The Avod is finished. So Schwab says the Avod is not finished yet. Avod is not finished yet. And he quotes a Gemara. Gemara in Chagiga. Where's the Chagiga? I'll say it outside if I don't see any. Got any Chagigas? Oh, here, yeah, I got it. Chagiga Daf Gimel. The Gemara says, Moi Katan Chagiga. Here. Chagiga Daf Gimel. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that praises Bnei Yisrael that go be Ola Regel. Bnei Yisrael are awesome. They're Ola Regel. They leave everything. They go be Ola Regel. But the pasuk is Darash Rava Maitav Sif Mayafu Pa'amayach Ben Alayim Bas Nadiv. How beautiful are your steps, the ones who wear shoes. Kama Noa Raglayim Shal Yisrael B'shashem Olin L'Regel. How beautiful are your shoes? And this is a remez to be Ola Regel. Esther Schwab, when we went to the Beis HaMikdash, we took off our shoes. So Dafka, the pasuk that alludes to being Ola Regel, says, how beautiful are your shoes? How beautiful are your shoes? You take off your shoes when you go to the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that the pasuk? So number one, why does the Kohen Gadol wash his hands and feet before he puts on his own stuff? Here, why does the pasuk praise us by shoes? Says Rav Pam, says Rav Schwab, the godless of Ali L'Regel is beautiful, amazing. It's an amazing spiritual experience. But you know what the real litmus test is? Not when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, but when you go home. Do you take the experience with you? Were you changed as a person? Were you mushpa from the Beis HaMikdash? When you put your shoes on and you leave, that, if you're changed then, that's what the godless of Ali L'Regel. The Kohen Gadol's avodah is not just for in the Kodesh Kodashim. He washes his hands and feet when he goes back to life. But he has to take that Kedusha with him. It's not about the Kedusha staying in the Kodesh Kodashim or in the Beis HaMikdash. Yom Kippur is not about only Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is about after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is about making sure that we take Yom Kippur with us. Right, the rest of the year. Interesting. This is a Gemara. You don't think it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Yuma. Gemara says that HaSatan is Gematria 364. There's one day a year there's no Satan. He has no control, and that's Yom Kippur. It's the day. It's the day. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and is with us special. So we have to try to recognize that, but also have it affect us. Don't just leave it. Get the most out of Yom Kippur. Right after Yom Kippur, you got 2 weeks off. Right? Out of yeshiva. Just take Yom Kippur with you. You know, whatever you might be doing, right? Let the feelings, let the shine of Yom Kippur keep with you, and in that way be able to get the most out of it. Okay, so we'll stop here. We have Mincha right now. Mincha's in 5 minutes in the Beis Medrash. And Ed Hashem, is there Shir Kali tomorrow? I have no idea. Okay, we'll see what if there is, then I'm probably not gonna be. I just gotta do Shabbat Shuvah.